Brethren, could we for a short moment turn to the second book of Chronicles? Chapter 34. Second Chronicles, chapter 34, verse 1. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and inclined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. And in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places, and the groves, and the carved images, and the molten images. Verse 8. Now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan the son of Azaliah, and Maaseiah the governor of the city, and Joah the son of Joahaz the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God. Verse 14. And when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. And Shaphan carried the book to the king and brought the king word back again, saying, all that was committed to thy servants, they do it. They have gathered together the money that was found in the house of the Lord and have delivered it into the hand of the overseers and to the hand of the workmen. Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the law that he rent his clothes. The king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Abdon the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Uzziah the servant of the king, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do after all that is written in this book. Hilkiah and they that the king had appointed went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tigvath, the son of Hazra, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college, and they spake to her to that effect. And answered them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell ye the man that sent you to me. Verse 6. And as for the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord, so shall say unto him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, concerning the words which thou assert, because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God, when thou heardest his words against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, and humbled thyself before me, and didst rend thy clothes, and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. So far the word of God. Beloved, I would like to put before us tonight a few words on this King Zion. Things that were before us in these conference days so far. And one was the disciple Peter and his following the Lord. And we have very often in different of the meetings during this week, also in the evenings, have put before hearts that the Lord is looking for those that follow him wholeheartedly with devotion. That he is looking for, among all of us, but particularly that he is looking for young people, young men and women who follow the Lord with all their hearts. And the second thing that was upon us was the importance of the Word of God. Today we have seen how Peter, when he was talking to the, he was always quoting Scripture and telling them what does Christ say? And so these two questions, following the Lord with all our heart, and secondly, the role of the Word of God in our individual lives, I would like to stress when coming to this king, Josiah. Definitely a young man. He was 8 years old when he became king. And God tells us first, in verse 2, God gives us, so to say, a summary of the life of Josiah. And later he points out different this summary of the life of Josiah. God says, first, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. I want to start with, who we really want to do what the Lord wants us to do. Intention of our hearts, Lord, I would like to do what you think is right. I want to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. There was in the history of Israel, the book of Judges, when everybody did what was right in his own eyes, what God thought about it. But today, God is looking for men and women who do what is right in the sight of the Lord. It's not enough to carry a badge that says WWJD, what would Jesus do? But we have to ask this question daily and really do what he wants and follow his example. Josiah was a young man who did what was right in the sight of the Lord. David, his father. Well, David is father, but one of his ancestors in the line of kings before him. He walked in the days, in the ways of David, his father. Josiah was a man, a young man, that went back to the beginning in the God. David, the first king after God's own heart, after the man of the flesh, Saul, was set apart, there was David. And he went back to the beginning. There were kings in Israel before him and after him, where God said they did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not as David. Their heights were still there. They did something, a kind of recovery, but they did not go back to the beginning. They did not go back to David. Still some things were there that were not from David, David's time. There was still the sin of Jeroboam that was not solved. They did not go back to the beginning. But of this young man, it says that he walked in the ways of David, his father. He went back to, that's what the Lord is looking for in our lives. Not a partial recovery, correcting one or two things in our lives, and the rest is as it is, but really going back to the beginning, what God has shown us in his word. And the third thing about this man is he climbed neither to the right hand nor to the left. Our hearts always to depart from the word of God in the one direction or the other. And here was a man who really was walking in the ways of the Lord, and he was not declining neither to the right hand nor to the left. On the one hand, turning from the word of God, when God said something, we might say, well, that's not for me. No longer have any value, what God has said in times past. We put it aside, then we have declined to the one. But the other problem is to say, well, we put our own ideas, our own traditions and laws and whatever next to the word of God. We put something aside the word of God in importance, or maybe above it, as the Lord had to criticize in the Pharisees. And not so young man Josiah. He really simply followed the Lord in devotion of heart, not going away neither to the right nor to the left. There is a tendency in us, we know, to go away from the word of God to the one direction or to the other. It may be that we endeavor not to go away on the one side, we just fall from the horse on the other side, and this may be a problem, but there's an encouragement in Scripture. The Scripture says, when you, prophets, I think it's Isaiah, I'm not sure, where it says, when you decline the word of God to the ones to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice behind you that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. We hear the voice behind, we have turned away. We are no longer following. We've turned away, but behind us we still hear the voice that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Even if we go away, God is calling us, this is the way you should go. Not the one on the left side, not the one on the right side, you can. But this is the way you should walk. And Josiah, he did so. That was his endeavor. Full family, so that there were such a wonderful examples he had to follow. He was one of the worst kings in Israel, and his father was a very God's man. There was no could have example to him. Well, nothing is not right. There was one thing Josiah obviously knew. His grandfather Manasseh, at the end of his life, repented. God said, have you seen what he did? He repented and given it. And that's what we find he had learned, what we have seen in Peter, that repentance works forgiveness. God is a forgiving God when there is repentance. That is the thing he has learned from his grandfather. Of kings, when we read the story of Josiah there, There is another thing mentioned. His mother's name was, well, I don't know the name, but obviously she had one. His mother's name was so-and-so. That is strange. In the Book of Kings, we sometimes find kings where it is said his mother's name was. Good kings, bad kings. Normally you tell a line of kings, you normally mention the father, and not the mother, because that is the line ancestry that proves him be king, to have rights on the throne. But sometimes the mother is mentioned, and obviously to show what influence the mother had. And if his grandfather and his father had been godless men, there obviously was a godly mother in his life who put something into the man. That shows us the importance of the mother's place in the people, among the people of God. There may be some young man growing up, some young woman, who learned from a godly mother the things Uzziah had learned, even if the rest of his situation was not very promising. 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God David, his father. Now the Spirit of God as to some periods in his life. In his 8th year, he was 16 years old. He was a teenager. That is the time in which the identity of the person is in which important decisions in life are taken. Some parents may be groaning, when will they ever pass this age? Some will never. But, nevertheless, it's not as bad as we may think. It's really a very important time in the life. And if you deal with young people of that age, it's a quite rewarding work. This is the time when important decisions for later life are taken. And this was so in the life of Josiah. He began to seek after the good, his father. There is a time when you have to begin to seek, ask after the God of your father. I'm only making this. It is good if that is. But you have your own to seek a God of your fathers. The God of your father has to become your God. I want to apply this in two ways. First of all, in the very fundamental way. No parents save their children. If they could, they would. Here's the point. We have to search and ask for the God of your fathers or your mother. Where you have to get to know him as your personal savior. You cannot, when you follow the throne of God, you cannot say, well, but my father was a godly man. That's not enough. He will ask you, what about your relationship to the savior? Yes, that is one thing. But I would also apply this a second point. Maybe one person got saved very early in his years. But the childlike faith, that's fine and good. But then he grows up. He becomes a teenager. And then there is a time when you have to develop a real personal relationship in discipleship, in following the Lord, studying your Bible on your own, in having your own personal prayer life, seeking after the God of your fathers, having personal experiences in your life with the Lord. In Samuel's day, it said he did not know God because visions were not often. He had never heard the Lord speak. He was not an ungodly man, Samuel. He had godly parents. He was, in Old Testament terms, to say he was saved. He was working with Eli in the temple, but he did not know what it meant that the Lord was speaking to him. May I ask you, young brother, young sister, do you know the Lord speaking to you personally? Or is that only something you have read in books that God is speaking to people? In missionary books or in the Bible, of course, and other books, and older people telling about it? Or do you know personally that God is speaking to you, telling you something concerning your own life? Josiah began, he had the desire in his heart, I want to know the God of my father. What a good thing that, but it speaks also to us. Do we lift our faith before they get the desire to want to know the God of our father and our mother? Do they realize that he plays a role in our heart? They know and experience in the families when we as a family have a problem. There is a question coming up, a problem, a crisis. What do they see us doing? Well, we must do something. Must counsel. What should we do? Or do they realize we're getting on our knees? We're asking the Lord what we should do. We're going to the scriptures, trying to find the answer there first. And when we experience the help of the Lord,
We again go and thank God for what he has done. And to tell them, have you seen how God has answered prayers? Then they will come to the point where they say, well, I like to know the God as my father and mother do. Josiah was a young man of 16 years, and he began to have this desire to seek after the David. In the 12th year, 2 years older, no longer a teenager, a young man, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places, in the groves and the carved images and the molten images. I'm now only trying to apply this ourselves. He was the king, and therefore he had a responsibility for Israel. But let's stay in the very personal sphere. There was a time when he got older, when he realized there are things I have to get rid of. Things have to be cleaned in my life. To get rid of things that are in my lives, have the position of high places and groves and carved idols that play a role in my life that is more important than the word of God, and these things I have to get rid of. I'm not going to give you examples because you know what this is in your life. We cannot give a general application to each and every one of us. Weak points in our lives where we have things, where we know exactly that the Lord wants us to get rid of them. And after he searched for the God of Father David, he got to this point where he said, well, there are things that have to go out of my life. As long as they are, spiritual growth will not be found in my life. And so he gets rid of it. Then we read verse 8. Now in the 18th year of his reign, he had purchased the land and so on. He started to repair the house of the Lord his God. He's getting older again. And now 25, he develops an interest in the house of God. It starts in his very personal lives. And have to deal with the things in our life. God wants us, when we get older, that we take an interest in the house of God, in the church of the living God. And Josiah saw at his there were a lot of things that had to be repaired in the house of God. A lot of things were broken down. And he started to repair the house of God. And then, while he was doing that, interest, or should I say strength, and they started to repair the house of God, opened the door, put all the rubbish out, started to repair. The high priest Hilkiah found the book of the law of the house of the Lord. The book of God, the Bible. Of course, in his day, it was not as nowadays that everybody was carrying a Bible, a big one or a small one, but there was the temple and there was the book which the priest and the scribes were reading. And the king, according to the king, should have a copy of the law. But he didn't have. It was lost. When there is, it gets open it again. To find, maybe. It's no good on the it has to be put into your lives. They found the book of the law. I hope you found this book, Shaphan. You take it and you go to the king and read out of the book. And he goes. Now the first point, the word of God mean for us. Hilkiah the priest, the book, and he told him to carry the king. But then it says, in verse 18, Shaphan the scribe told the king, the priest has given me a book. A book, he's given me a book. Publishers are producing here. Here's one, he's given me a book. But the high priest, a book. I read that, I'm right. Mixing things up, Frederick William Grant, who at the end of his life said the book. And no book. They knew book was the book in his life. And if we as Christians talk about the book, everybody should know what that is. There's only one book, that book. The Word of God. This should be the book. It was going to become this in the life of Josiah. This book, when they read to him about the Passover and all the feasts, and they hadn't celebrated them anymore. And he read them. It was read to him. And then it says in verse 19, it came to pass when he heard the words of the law that he rent his clothes. He realized we have not said in the word of God. And he rent his clothes. Have you ever the word of some passage and you realize never done as here? How are we going to react? Well, turn over the page and read something different. Or do we do what Josiah did? Render literally, of course, but to say, well, Lord, I have to confess. That's something I've never done in my life. When there are many things, I'm sure. Outward things, behaviors, but attitudes the Lord is talking about. How we should behave to the brother, how we should react. And we read that and say, well, that's not really my, that's not what I've done. And so, well, this book of the law, we covered it. And he said, well, what shall we do? And he said to those that had come to him, go inquire of the Lord for me and for them that are left of Israel, in Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book. Great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us because of fathers. Josiah was not one of those always criticizing the former generation for everything. He wasn't saying, well, our fathers had done everything wrong. No, Josiah realizes that the sins of the fathers had consequences for him in his time. The situation they were living in was from their father's day. They had started to neglect this. It was their responsibility to say, well, we have to do something about it. We have to confess it. They didn't say, well, that was our father's. What have we said? No. Nehemiah said, our house, we have sinned. He identifies himself with the whole people of God in their sin. And he said, well, we've made the word of God. What shall we do? He said to them, go and ask, inquire of the Lord. What a time to inquire the word of the Lord. Where do we ask? From the book of Kings, there were prophets at that time, but obviously you hear from them. So God uses a woman, what the ideas of God were. There are times in the book of the Bible when God uses a woman to prophesy his word. Deborah in Israel, the prophetess, but always you can study the word of God. I'm not giving you all the examples because I don't want to speak too long. So you can study it for yourself. Always when a woman's position, because God wants her to do that, she never leaves her place as a woman or sister, as God has given it in Scripture. It was not the case that King Josiah may come to the palace and I gather around all the people and she may speak to all of them. No, he had to go to her house. She service in her private sphere where she lived. He went to their house because she lived, well, in the authorized version it said in the college, but I don't think it was the Mary's College or something like that. It could be translated as the second quarter or something of the town. So they really knew where she was living. They went there, and then he got a double message. I'm only going to speak on the second message was for the people and all that they had done. And there she says, tell ye the man that sent you. She does not say, you go tell his majesty that, tell the man. In the eyes of God, who was really on his people, the king was the man. And God was going to judge for what they had. As King Josiah apparently was concerned, she said in verse 26, and as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, you shall say to him. That was his personal situation, the king of Judah. Thus said the Lord, well, because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God, who heardest his words. Yeah, he said, there is a man. I've seen that, God said, that this young king, he has a tender heart. His heart is not hard, so that no word of God can go through to him. He had a tender heart. He humbled himself. That's what he had learned from his grandfather Manasseh, to repent, to have a tender heart. And that was the point I wanted to stress tonight for not only for the young ones, but for all of us. Do we have still tender hearts to listen to God when he speaks through his word? When we want to live a life like Josiah, in faithfulness, following the Lord wholeheartedly, not going away to the one side or the other, and looking for what is right in his eyes, we need a tender that is listening to the word of God. The word of God has become the book of our lives. As long as this book is a book, all other books you may be reading, it will not influence your life. But when we say that is the book, the word, we had it this morning, I think, where we spoke about the God-breathed book, the living word. The question is for us, is this book a living book? Or is it tradition? People read this book. No young people, but not young except in the meetings. Well, that's not what it was given for. as a, for some ritual which you have to open in religious means. It is the living word of God. You have to open, and may God give us, you and tender hearts, to listen when God speaks.